Mayor and Council meeting, June 1st, 2011. As per requirement of Public Law 1975, Chapter 231, notice is hereby given that this is a workshop slash regular meeting of the Borough of Highlands. Mayor and Council, all requirements have been met. Notice has been transmitted to Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times. Notice has been posted on public bulletin board. Mr. Conley?
Present.
Mr. O'Neill is absent this evening. Mr. Franzi?
Here.
Ms. Kane?
Here.
Mayor Nolan?
Here.
Executive session resolution. Tim, what was that address again? 42?
42 Bay Avenue.
Be it resolved that the following portion of this meeting dealing with the following general and described matters shall not be open to the public. Under litigation, we have future sanitation slash Hillside Avenue damage, possible litigation. Under Walzewski, we have the Walzewski property. Contracts, plant plant lease, realty appraisal, final payment, Kelly Building maintenance contract. Under personnel matters, Wayne O'Neill, Reg Robertson, who have both been Rice, DPW staffing, recreation staffing, borough administrator position, and Tim Hill has been Rice for that.
For the year, no,
police staffing, and also 42 Bay Avenue, possible public health safety hazard. Be further resolved that it is anticipated that the matters to be considered in private may be disclosed to the public at a later date when the need for privacy no longer exists, and be further resolved that no portion of this meeting shall be electronically recorded unless otherwise stated. Be further resolved that the private consideration is deemed required and is permitted because of the following noted exceptions set forth in the Act. That would be items number 5, 9, 10, and 11. Would someone like to offer?
I'll offer that.
Mayor Nolan?
I think I apologize. I missed the introduction.
I'm sorry?
I missed the introduction of the numbers.
You missed the introduction?
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry.
Do you need to vote?
What? I heard 5, 9, 6, 1.
I think you're talking about consent agenda.
The consent agenda.
No, we're not. We're on to
no.
For an executive.
This is just an executive thing.
I got lost. I got up. Okay, sorry.
Just say yes, you're here.
I'm here. Okay, let's go.
Okay, well,
I'm really here
to
this time.
Executive Catch up with Mayor Nolan.
With second.
Second by Mr. Franzi. Mr. Conley?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Mr. Franzi?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Okay, let me close. Shut the radio.
Should we do Wayne and...
three emails today and all three
start.
Said something to that.
I know. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call.
Mr. Conley.
I think I'm here.
Folks, we're going to do a moment of silence.
You want to say what?
I'm going to ask Beth.
Okay. Just for Andy Dano, he passed away last night.
He was a very long-time member of the Volunteer Fire Department and many other things in town. May he rest in peace. Amen.
Okay, roll call, Mr. Conley.
Present.
Mr. O'Neill's absent this evening. Mr. Franzi?
Here.
Ms. Kane?
Here.
Mayor Nolan?
Here.
The first item on the agenda is the consent agenda. And I believe, Mayor Nolan, that you wanted to remove the $42,000 payment to Realty Appraisal from the...
Please.
Supplemental bill list.
I'll offer that. Can you do an offer?
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Seconded.
Seconded by Mr. Conley. Mr. Conley?
Yes.
Mr. Franzi?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. Moving on to Resolution R11-106, Resolution appointing members to the Highlands Deputation Commission. This is, I believe, these four appointments are made by the council.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I'm going to offer... Jason Teak, do we all want it? Is this one resolution for all four, Mike? Do all four at one time?
I would, no, you can do, all four.
Yeah,
yes.
Resolution.
Those four, yes, I'm sorry. Not all ten at the same
time. No. I'll offer Jason T. Rhodes, John Urbanski, William Kiazer, and Albert Shook, P.E.
I'm sorry, Jason Rose.
John Urbanski, William Kiazer, and Albert Shook, P.E.
Alfred,
I'm sorry.
Okay. I'll second that.
Mayor, could you spell that last name?
Sure. S-C-H-U-P-P.
Those those names were offered by Mayor Nolan.
Second.
Second by Mr. Francie. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. King?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. The next resolution, Resolution R11107, are the mayor's appointments. These are for three positions.
Correct. One is the council person to expire at the end of his term. I'll offer Rick O'Neill. The next one is the chairman. I'll offer Larry Colby. And the next one is Art Gallagher. I'll offer those three.
Second.
Offered by Mayor Nolan, seconded by Mr. Francie. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. King?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. This next resolution, R11108, is to be offered by the mayor with the consent of the council.
I'll offer two terms. There are 3 years, in, I believe, in expiration. I'll offer Councilman Francie and George Flimlin.
Mike, can we have two council?
Yeah, we just got advertised. Okay. Right?
I couldn't hear the second name. George.
George Flimlin.
Jeff.
I'm Bob.
The last name?
Flimlin.
Like it sounds.
Spell it out.
I'll find it.
I'll find it later.
That was offered by Mayor Nolan.
Seconded.
Seconded by Mr. Connolly. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Also, Chairman Colby, just make sure we advertise all those meetings because we're going to have two, at least two council people there.
Okay.
Whenever you have the meetings.
I'm sorry, I have nine. Who am I missing?
There's 11 total.
Nine. I'm missing two.
No, because myself and the administrator are in the
order.
Our voting members.
But you.
Actually, so they do have a court.
Right, but one thing is good.
If they all attend the meeting, yeah, that's a problem.
I just won't go. No problem. They'll go.
Okay.
No problem.
That's
right. Yeah, Mayor, just be careful.
No problem.
It's a,
wouldn't it just be okay?
It's a subject that would, it's an issue that will be made an issue of. I'm sorry?
What if we noticed every meeting?
You could do that.
Let's just do that. We got to notice every meeting, Matt. Go through Carolyn.
Monday, right now, we
can
start.
We'll start talking email, okay, tomorrow.
Okay.
All right?
We'll go to Jeff. He's got the records.
That's fine. Just get with Carolyn. She'll tell you exactly how we got to notice it, and she'll take care of it. All right, Carolyn? Sorting the jammed up. We could do a lot of that.
The next item would be an addition to the agenda. It would be Resolution R11-135, Resolution reappointing interim borough administrator, whereas the borough council believes that there continues to be a need for an interim borough administrator while they are engaged in a search for a permanent borough administrator. And whereas the borough council has determined that Tim Hill is qualified for the position of interim borough administrator and will be able to perform the duties of interim borough administrator while also continuing to supervise the duties of his current position. And whereas the search for a permanent replacement continues, as does the need for an interim borough administrator, and the initial interim appointment is set to expire. Now therefore be it resolved that Tim Hill is hereby reappointed interim borough administrator for a period of 36 days, because we're going to the...
The first meeting in July would be 36 days.
Okay. Yeah. And will serve in the capacity without additional... Will serve in the capacity, we're going to change this, with additional pay in the amount of $150 per week.
Retro.
Retro to May 4th?
Yeah, it's when you start.
And this appointment will expire on midnight of July 6th.
Folks, make a long story short, we just ended advertising yesterday for the position. We told Tim we wouldn't ask him to do it more than a month without compensation. Like, I think that's fair. We agreed to an amount tonight. We're going to start the interview process after we have another meeting next week. Tim will be part of that, obviously. And that's what we're doing tonight, okay? I'll offer that.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Ms. Kane. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. On to committee reports. The first report would be finance.
Steve?
For the most part, the appropriation side of the budget is done. We still have some open items that we're going through, one which was resolved tonight, which is the recreation position. We still have to resolve the administrator's position, potentially any other retirements that may come along, and some movements within, I guess, the Department of Public Works. But for the most part, The appropriation side is done. We'll tweak it as we go along for any changes until we get to a point where we're going to introduce the budget. Right now, we're in the last month of the fiscal year. We are obviously charting every dollar that comes in the door now. While I don't have a revenue, I don't have a surplus projection yet, I am cautiously optimistic that we will at least hit our numbers that we had in the 2011 budget on the revenue side in total. Maybe not per line item, but in total.
Overall.
Right. Our collections seem to be rather strong. Our tax sale, we sold everything at the tax sale. We assume that the successful bidders will come in and pay the subsequent taxes as soon as the certificates go out this month. So I remain cautiously optimistic that we're going to reach our numbers, at least for what we budget, and hopefully we start to generate some excess and some surplus. The budget is up, the appropriation side is up slightly, but it's going to get tweaked. It could go up a little bit more, it could come down a little bit more. And we will play that through as we go along. Other than that, that's where we stand right now. The big push is get the revenue in.
Steve and I met for lunch today for an hour and a half, and the spending side, as Steve says, is up 0.2%, and we haven't really started working on it. There are some nice decreases that are a result of the work we did last year.
I saw that in the spreadsheet you guys sent me. Yeah, it's good.
We now have enough information that we can convene the budget committee, and we will do that. You know, two meetings in June, two meetings in July.
Good.
And the essential goal, Steve and I talked about this afternoon, charging the budget committee with not considering the details of the budgets per se, that is the operational details of a department, but levels of service the budget provides and levels of service on a go-forward basis. We have some major decisions coming up.
Sure.
All right. Relative to DPW, relative to, I mean, because of retirements in DPW, potentially in police.
Correct.
All right. So that there is all kinds of direction that we need this budget committee to focus on.
Many opportunities.
Correct.
Thank
so,
you.
I think it's all good. Perfect. I was very happy with the spending that came in first pass at being nice.
I was happy with the spreadsheet, to be honest with you. Yeah, it was very good. Thank you, both of you, for your work on that.
And the some of the things that have really come to fruition, which are kind of buried in the budget, all right, we're continuing to save, as predicted, on the sanitation part of it.
Yep.
We're saving. Our tipping fees haven't gone up, which is one of these items that you keep track of.
Yeah, it could have been a big problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not doing it yourself. You're relying on somebody else to generate the numbers, and you don't know where they're picking up trash from. You have all kinds of aspects, but we're under good control. And one of the key things is, and Joe's not here to accept the accolade, but at this point, the agreement we reached on the budget with no overtime has generated $60,000 in line item savings in the police department. So
he's done what he was told he would.
Correct.
Can't deny.
Absolutely. And so it really is all good. So
you know, a lot better than now than it was last year.
You know, there is one thing I want to bring up because there is an anomaly in here, and that is it's in the gasoline account. You know, I was looking at now when we got rid of garbage, those were diesel trucks. Okay, so the unleaded is really unaffected.
Right.
But the diesel's down. But I increased the budget line item by $15,000 just the price.
Well, the price went through the roof, sure. Yeah.
But, you know,
coming back down now, but yeah.
Yeah, but not, you know, it has come back down, but it really, I think I used $360 or $380 a gallon. $360 maybe.
Yeah, but it went up $1 a year, right?
I mean, more. We were paying under $2 a gallon.
Yeah, and you're paying close to $4, right? So
yeah.
It's coming back down now, but it's not all
it's
the way
like
down.
It's like the real only anomaly so far, like that's really taking place in there.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys. Public Safety and Department of Public Works, Rick and chief aren't here for public safety. Mr. Hill, please, thank you.
Chief Blue couldn't be here, but he did forward his report. Sergeant Burton completed the DARE curriculum at the Highlands Elementary School. I'll just go down this briefly. Approximately 9/11, May 7th, there was an arrest made with a DWI on Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey resident, was later released pending a court appearance. During the early morning hours of May 12th, officers responded to a Bay Avenue residence after occupants discovered an unknown man inside their home. As a result of the initial investigation, the officers located 20-year-old Central Avenue resident hiding in a vehicle that did not belong to him. He was arrested for two counts of burglary, criminal trespass, and being under the influence of narcotics and resisting arrest. Highlands PD did respond to Henry Hudson Regional School twice during the month of May in response to reported bomb threats. Although the threats were found not to be credible and there was no immediate danger to students, all emergency procedures worked well. On May 31st, 2011, officers stopped to investigate suspicious activity in the parking lot of Bay Avenue Business. As a result of the investigation, a 35-year-old Atlantic Highlands female was arrested and charged with possession of controlled dangerous substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. 43-year-old man she was with was also arrested and charged with possession of controlled dangerous substance. Both individuals were later released with a pending court date. Change of seasons and warmer weather has not only increased local business traffic, but also the amount of disorderly and alcohol-related incidents investigated by the Highlands Police Department. As always, this department is dedicated to providing a safe environment for our residents and will be continuing its zero tolerance policy in regard to these types of quality of life incidents. Furthering the report, total calls for service were 722. 25 adults were arrested, 5 for possession of CDS, 0 juvenile arrests. Summons total were 130, moving violations 51, non-moving 35, DWI 7, borough ordinance 37. And that completes the report.
Thank you, Mr. Hill.
Provided by Chief Blewett.
Thank you so much. Building and housing, I got an email today, back, the attack, 25th anniversary.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I know the HPP had that too. When is that again? Do you
that,
June 30th, is it?
Okay, June 30th.
June 30th, at, obviously,
from
at Patak.
Yes.
3 to 6 at Patak, 25th anniversary of the building. Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec.
Sorry,
Beth. You told me that earlier. Basically, things are going well. We're moving into the season. Beach cleaning operations have started with the contractor doing the beach sifting and our DPW guys hitting the lower tide line where we are responsible to try to clean the debris. Programs held throughout May were Kids on the Move, 4-H Club, the Science Program, Taekwondo, Adult Arts Programs, Pitch, Hit, and Run. Girl Scouts continued through the month of May. Boating safety and, of course, the library was up and running as well. We are beginning registration for our Summer Kid Fest program, which runs from July 5th to August 19th. We're also doing interviews conducted for summer staff, summer food, and lifeguarding positions. Senior citizen programs, the County Office on Aging came in and did an overview of the services offered by the county to our seniors. They also had their monthly lunch, and a very nice annual memorial program was held last Thursday. Nice group in attendance. Just to let you know, too, governing body, the weekly water quality testing through the Monmouth County Regional or the Monmouth County Health Department. They send us monthly, weekly reports on tests that are done Monday. They are online, so if anyone ever wants to look at the coastal monitoring reports, you can go to the Monmouth County Health Department website, and you can look at any beach up and down the shore. Hours are included. You'll see Connors area and other locations that are not necessarily swimming areas, but they do test those areas for consistency, and we do track that very closely. So that's in play. Other than that, we're getting ready to roll for the summer. And
program starts what day, though, Mr. Hill?
The summer Kid Fest starts July 5th. It's actually because the first is on a Friday and the fourth turns to a Monday.
Right.
We figured it would be a crazy weekend to try
Perfect.
To start out.
Got some extra movies on the beach this year, maybe?
We can implement those, and we're also going to be doing indoor movies.
Very nice. Unlimited, correct?
Yes.
Very nice.
Yes.
That'll be good.
That's it on that.
Thank you, sir.
Do you have any report on DPW or...
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
It's not critical, but I know we're on pothole patrol. Reggie has responded that they've done almost 12 tons of poll catch, and they continue. So I do apologize if anyone's called. I know there's potholes out there.
We're working
Please
on
the call. We're working on it as best we can, but the guys have been out and about. They're also putting the grass cutting for parks and recreation areas on schedule. They've been attending the Delusion Field a little bit more. I can't imagine why that's happening. They repaired benches and distribution for parks. Leave and brush pickup did get started. There's still areas. If they did miss, they've asked that you please call, because Reggie's been responding to those areas that may be ongoing. Other than that, they're out there. They're keeping busy. They picked up 22 yards of mulch for the garden and park areas. They also installed about 75 yards of public playground safety surface material in three of our parks. So they're on the roll. They're moving, and we want to keep them focused and moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Supplied
by Reggie.
Mayor?
Sir?
A question for DPW. Currently, there are stacks of mattresses on Miller.
Miller, okay.
Near the corner of Shrewsbury.
Mm-hmm.
South Bay, somebody reported the same to me, a couch and mattresses on South Bay next to the new park.
Okay.
I don't know, how is that getting enforced?
Okay, currently our bulk pickup schedule is scheduled for June, so that is in effect starting this week.
Okay,
it's
been there a week.
It should be out more than 48 hours.
I mean, and it's that part of it that is a problem in my mind. Somebody has it out there for, in this case, it's going to be 3-4 weeks, because that section doesn't do it until the third week of June.
Okay, well, we'll get code enforcement involved with that.
Can we do two things, Mr. Hill?
Direction of cleaning it up.
Have them take care of it and write us something. Try to warn him,
All right.
Typically, the areas you're talking about, not to stereotype, are probably renters.
Oh, absolutely.
Right, so, the reality is you got to send a warning to the landlord, unfortunately, and
the South Bay Avenue property was finally, after 4 attempts, moved out of the way.
Here it is.
That he put up. It's a game.
It's a game.
Yeah, it's got to stop.
And it's not going to stop until, as Frank says at this point,
write it up every day until it stops.
And from my point of view, it is this landlord-tenant issue that we don't want to be in the middle of, and that we have to crack down hard.
Quite frankly, just write it up.
If it's in
the summons, you give everybody a warning. Once they break the warning, write it up.
Right.
So it's that easy.
Also, Tim, can you just make sure the DPW, because it's the yard sale day on the 4th, people may then
do a little run.
Added stuff on their corner after it's
know
done.
What I mean?
Most people bring it in, but I have a feeling people may not.
Right.
Oh, that's
so. Well, I think last year they just drove around if there was anything extra.
We'll give them that direction, because bulk pickup is this week for the
Correct.
Zone. But
exactly.
Yes, we'll follow up knowing yard sales coming.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
You're
it.
Welcome. Thanks, Chris.
Public relations?
Anybody?
No. Okay. Environmental shade tree, Mr. Francis.
I got rave reviews from feedback on the presentation from Steve.
Oh, that's very good.
I had him come to my house, and he did the same thing for me, because he's the only one who can do the Google Earth. But so that went well, and they had a proposal for stymies and overlook. All right, that we'll discuss later. Did Steve present hard copies of the proposal? That is, that Peter Mullen drew up?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
All right. And there's some available, correct, at Borough Hall? Steve's proposal from last?
Right.
I think it was last meeting?
So this overlook concept really has me kind of excited from the point of view. It marries the railings from the old Highlands Bridge, puts a use to them, and so... we'll talk about it on other business. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Franklin. Administration, Tim, you're up again.
I'll be very quick. following up with community development regarding the automation of the generators, I also attended the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection public hearing on beach access. I did forward a letter. If those comments are okay, we'll send that letter out tomorrow morning. They need any comments by June 3rd.
I sent a reply back. I was okay, but
I did get responses back from other governing body members. Recycling yard personnel is back on the regular schedule. He did notify me, though, this weekend. Apparently, folks tend to throw things over the fence, mm-hmm. not there. I mean, literally dressers and parts. It was amazing. So we're going to try to keep track of that. I suggested maybe putting a dumpster along the fence, but I think that would only encourage.
Yeah, then you have furniture from everywhere in town. Down there.
We tried to correct that. It was an issue.
Get a higher fence.
Exactly.
The gentleman did approach me, Mr. Hefferman, about they do an annual fishing derby or a striper fishing contest out of one of the local establishments. Came up with a suggestion that he would like to name the trophy the Highland Striper Cup, and when awarded, would like to know if we'd be interested in having it on display at the showcase here. I told him I'd get back to him, but he'd like to bring more attention to Highlands and have it prominently displayed. So it's a fundraiser for Jason's Dreams for Kids. And
I think it's
next weekend.
Okay.
And
Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, I think it's a two-day event.
He might get a more favorable response if he could leave one of his boats here for us to evaluate.
I can handle that personally.
I didn't even mention his name, so I don't know. We can talk about that. Good news, too, as part of an energy audit that Mr. Hilling set up with an efficient program, there's a company called Hutchinson that came in and did an energy audit of some of our facilities. I believe the DPW did get energy efficient light. And the community center is getting an energy-efficient boiler installed at no cost to the borough. So those are on schedule. I was contacted today by Hutchinson, and that's going to be complete. We did have a bulkhead failure along the Miller Street beach that was reported to us. We did have code enforcement look at it. There is a property line item that we're going to have to review. There was a safety hazard with a pylon. I did instruct DPW to remove the safety hazard. Knowing, though, that the cement wall is cracked and there's some issues going there. So they did take care of that. Code enforcement did take pictures, and we're ready to send out some information on that.
What is the property line issue?
There's contention by the property owner that they own the wooden part of the bulkhead, and they do not own the cement portion.
Yeah.
So we've got to find out. That's right along the beach area. So we have to further investigate that. Other than that, I do have a note here, too, from Dale from T&M with regards to a drainage project on the Valley Street pump station where a pipe currently exists, and he wants us to just know that we need to move forward with relocating
the pipe. Apply for
yes.
Something, right?
Yes.
And so what's the dollar
amount? $6,500, I believe, to prepare the documents and submit them.
And currently what we want to do is on private property. That's why
we're right. The pipe is currently located on private property. And
so we have to do it, period.
Yes.
Do you need a resolution for that money?
Steve, do you have any money left in general?
Yeah, we have enough to cover that in general. He indicated that he doesn't need a resolution tonight, but just wants to go ahead. So I would suggest.
If you need a roll call, I'll
let me just say this. What it might encompass down the road is we may need to amend the professional service for general engineering, and we may not.
For that dollar amount?
No, it just. So that we'll address that at the point where that might need to be addressed.
Do you want me to follow up with a verbal to Dale? Or?
Yeah,
I mean, this is a change order to an existing project, isn't it? Or did I misunderstand what it's for? This is outside of the scope of what was originally awarded, either through general engineering or through the drainage project.
But the owner isn't even in place because it's on the private property.
Yeah. Now, the drainage ordinance is pretty much fully utilized, so we're going to have to utilize general engineering.
And the permit is the cost of the $6,500 because it's on private property. We've got to put it on the non-private. So you just want roll call, all in favor?
Well, you know, I wouldn't even do that. I'd direct Tim to say, go forward with what you have to do, and we'll do a resolution for next time.
Hey, Tim, go forward, right?
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I need to bring that up. That's it on my report at this time. We are working with the Borough of Atlantic Islands closely, though, with the mechanic situation. I did recommend that the gentleman come in on Wednesday. We're backed up a little bit with some backhoe, street sweeper, and a couple cars, so it's under control.
Did we fix the ambulance?
Yeah. Yes. The ambulance.
I'm going to be at Laura's on
right.
Monday, you know?
Yeah, yeah. The ambulance issues, all we were waiting on is a call back from the gentleman who.
No, he didn't place blame. He's one of
the. But I know where he was going when I asked how outstanding some of these items were.
Right.
It was 4 or 5 months, so yes.
Kind of need that.
We had that. I talked to Steve about the ambulance repairs.
You need brakes, I believe, and a couple other things.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the exact.
It wasn't like an air conditioner. You know what I mean?
No, it was a checklist of safety items that needed to be brought up to code. So we did, yes. We encumbered that. And
yeah.
We're ready to roll.
Sign off on that today.
Yes.
Good, thank you. You appreciate it.
That's it, thank you.
Thanks, Tim. Library, I see Ms. Ryan here.
Yes, Mayor, but there's no report this week okay. Because there's nothing new.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Highlands Business Partnership. Carla is here, and by the way, it seemed like a very successful craft fair. Thank you very much for that. And whatever part you guys, I know the Legion and everybody did it, and Tim was involved in the parade, I heard was very good too. But go ahead, give anything.
For the Marketing and Events Committee, the Highlands Business Partnership was interviewed on Comcast Newsmakers today, and we were able to plug many of our local businesses, the Farmers Market, Clam Festival Bridge, and other area attractions. The craft show was a success with 36 crafters and had a total income of $2,700. The total expenses for the craft show were $200. The HPP Economic Development Committee has prepared a zoning recommendation report for Mayor and Council for our efforts in business recruitment and retention, as well as to encourage home ownership and reduce the amount of absentee landlords. We formally submit the report to Mayor and Council on Monday, June 6th, once voted on by our entire Board of Directors. The Farmers Market officially begins on July 2nd. However, we were contacted by a farmer or two to begin a week or two earlier. So if okay with Council, we'd like to begin on June 18th or 25th. There's a full line of organic produce and products this year from a local cold snack farmer. The market is held every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and sometimes it stays a bit after 2 p.m. We have 9 committed full-time seasonal vendors for the market this year. We're gearing up for the 17th annual Clam Festival, and as always, volunteers are encouraged to get involved by emailing hpp@highlandsnj.com. Finally, on Thursday, June 30th, the Highlands merchants will be donating food and other goodies to the PTAC 25th anniversary celebration. We will have a representative attend the celebration, and we, for the Visual Improvement Committee, we're patiently waiting for the irrigation to be installed at Miller Hill for a garden project with Frank Rain Landscaping and Hot Mapleton.
Mr. Hill's going to follow up for you with the irrigation. Also,
where are we at with
that, Carla?
They were supposed to file a permit this week, but I didn't hear anything.
Who has to? Frank Rand?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're keeping in touch with me.
You're okay.
Okay, so you're patiently waiting on your end.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we were
just
to jump on
your
shoulder.
I got another one on my plate.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Also, we have no problem starting it earlier. Mr. Hill's just going to make sure there's no conflict.
Right. I want just make sure no one requested use of that.
No, start it early.
We should be okay. I just want to make sure there was nothing committed to that park. Prior. I don't think there is, but I'll check
once.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Carl. Anything else? No? You're good? Okay. I would like to add myself and Councilwoman Kane were at the last meeting, and we were very excited about the possible ordinance or things, suggestions for an ordinance that came up, and we just asked for a few things to be tightened up, and some of the members of the bid want to do that too. So we look forward to bringing that to the table.
I thought it was a very productive meeting.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely. Atlantic Highlands Highland Sewer Authority, we don't have a report at this time. Other business?
Okay, we have Block 40, Lot 11.01, which is a borough-owned piece of property that the Environmental Commission proposed in Overlook Park. We briefly discussed this at the last council meeting, and we carried it to this meeting.
Folks, we got a letter from a couple of groups. One suggested some type of parking. It's also been suggested some type of park and ride. We've also obviously had suggestions of a park and then a type of park. We're going to take all those into consideration, and we should have an update for you by the next meeting. Number two.
Number two is the memorial project. We did receive a request for a postponement.
First we asked to put it on, then we asked to request. So we're going to, the latest one was to table it, so we're going to postpone it.
Yes.
Did they want to go to the next meeting, or
it says carried to its to the July meeting? When it's carried to the regular?
Well, because Steve's not here all month, isn't it?
Right.
Oh, and when's the July meeting? The third week? There's only one, right?
Yeah, there's only one.
So it'll be the third Wednesday.
We'll carry it to then.
It's fine with me. But then they got a what?
They're not going to
8 weeks to get. Yeah. That's you know.
Well, they're.
Do we need a meeting to settle our equipment? We kind of all have an idea where we want to.
I mean,
you know what? Mike, this is really coming down to something that technically was approved, and now we're just talking about placement. We know what our requests from the veterans groups are. Didn't mind putting it in the park. We wanted it in the corner, a certain area of it, which we thought gave it good room, and it came back to us with something that maybe wasn't quite all the way there. Do we need another meeting, or can we just correspond? Because we don't think it'll have enough time to get it done, even if we have an agreement with all groups involved.
I'm confused by their emails of today.
Yeah, totally contradictory.
I'm confused by my conversation.
They have to pick a spokesman, and they have to speak with one voice. At this point, I mean, two out of three say, don't address it tonight.
I know.
And one says, please address it tonight.
Right, because I'm not going to be around for a month, is what that one email says.
But that's their time for
I understand. Line.
I mean,
our problem is this. Their whole situation to finish is geared on, obviously, the 10-year anniversary coming up,
absolutely,
generating publicity from that, and probably dollars and cents connected to that. If we don't have a recommendation, who's to say we have it at that meeting? You're talking about the third week of July. You have less than 2 months to get it done.
Well, what I would suggest is, it seems they've hired an attorney.
You want to talk to him?
Let me call the attorney and see if we can set up a meeting.
I mean, we don't need the one guy. It's basically where we're going to put it or not. You know what I mean?
Well, let me ask you this question. What's the last time they were in here, as I recall, they were willing to move it a little bit towards the corner. Is that right?
Well, here's what we
moved it smaller.
Correct. We asked them to show us a map, basically, so we had an agreement. We had two of the council people we were going to meet with, the veterans group and the people from the Memorial Group, and settle on an area.
Now, has that meeting happened?
You got
we had that
meeting. Okay. And what came
was
out of
that?
Was
there any type of resolution?
They were settled to move it over as far as they thought they could. I don't know, sidewalk.
And then tonight we're going
to
be
to go from 90 feet to 60 feet and to lower the grid.
And then tonight we're going to all...
The memorial project.
Show that final project.
That was what we're going to do tonight. And then I think Chris made another suggestion, and that's where it got stopped.
So do we have the final drawing of what they have proposed?
Well,
we have their drawing and a Chris drawing.
At this point, they moved it, and they moved it and reduced its size, as Kevin says, all right, but you would be hard-pressed to say that it wasn't in the center of the park. It still straddled the easement.
So you
I had asked them to, at this point, put everything north of the easement.
Okay.
And
did you get a response?
Their words are, well.
Yeah, but wait, that night we discussed it. We decided that where they that move, that's where we're going to propose. We did decide that night. But we're sitting there.
The drawing you got was what you
the
proposed?
Drawing that he said he was going to do was what we decided that night that we're going to propose. That's where we're left off at. And then moving it north again past the tree again was something you've ruined since. That was a new, because we bought that up that night. We thought that was a,
and they said they weren't going to do that. They couldn't do that. And so
they said it wasn't feasible. And then
they said it wasn't feasible. And at this point, from my point of view, what they're proposing doesn't give enough to what we wanted.
Yeah, but at that meeting that night,
when it was just
us two and them, we were ready to come back at least with that. You can say yes or no, but that's where we got.
Correct. Well, that's.
But since then, pushing it there, that caused a problem.
Did Mr. Mandrot, were you at the meeting?
No, I went spoke to him. I told him.
I just talked to Kevin about it, but we never had a meeting. We never seen a drawing.
That's what I was going
to
ask you next.
We didn't get them.
I don't think we got them until today, correct?
We got them. Yeah.
I saw a drawing today, and I don't know who that was.
That was theirs.
I don't know where it's going.
That was theirs, and it's...
Know.
Okay, so first thing that has to happen, in my opinion, the drawing that you think was agreed upon that night, let's show it to the veterans groups.
Yeah,
okay?
I agree.
Absolutely.
All right, show them yours, too.
No. Take mine off the table.
Show them what they... They're going to get in touch with you, Mr. Mandrot, and I guess Mr. Kovic, right?
Huh?
Mr. Kovic and yourself?
No. Could I be... Representative
from the
American Legion and
who's the, is it still Andy? Not Andy.
No,
it's here last
Commander.
Right.
Dan,
that's what I meant. Do we, can you forward
yeah.
the drawing? Mr. Conley's going to get you and him the drawing. Right. And can you weigh in on it to him? And he'll bring it back to the table via email.
Most
there's no way.
Quarter,
I just want you to see it. See the picture.
Down, want,
just see the picture and weigh in on it. Yes or no. Either way. Okay.
We need to take my drawing off the table.
Take it off.
take a look at the deal, because at this point, I know what I'm proposing is going to be acceptable to the vets. Okay. But that's not the issue. The Sheehan's, what they want to do, is that acceptable to the vets and acceptable to the council?
But now, is it unacceptable to Sheehan just because of a price, or is it unacceptable? The
cost of moving it again, and it was their conceptual design, and this is what they planned it out all for. So when we said, when I said to them by making it smaller or less, they did that right away. They said they would move it as far as they could. And it would result in taking up that sidewalk and the tree. And they're not sure if they need pilings there. They're not sure if what they have to do for new permitting. So that's a whole different issue.
Pull it aside.
That's a whole new...
But the reality is, let's start with the fact that you think the drawing you got was what you agreed to that night.
Yes.
Okay, so can you show that to the veteran?
Yes.
And then at least let them weigh in on it and know if we should move forward or not.
Yes.
And then the council can weigh in on it too.
Yes.
Can you make sure Rick has a copy printed out? I know we all got it via email.
Okay. I don't know if I got two.
I got two.
A lot of emails and weren't all attached to correct. Everything.
Can you print them out and make sure we have them?
If I have it, yes. If not,
I'll forward it to you.
Okay.
This way, let everybody, and let's weigh in on it via email next week, the latest.
Right.
Mr. Manager, you'd be able to get a yes or no, yay or nay by, you know, let's say Monday or Tuesday. Okay? Kevin will get it to you tomorrow. Can you get it to him by tomorrow?
Let's see, what's tomorrow, Thursday?
Thursday or Friday?
Yeah, Thursday or Friday. Definitely by Friday. Tomorrow is.
Mr. Mayor, would you like me to reach out to the attorney or wait until this...
Let's make sure it's even worth going forward. Everybody might say that then I don't agree, and then there's no point in going forward. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Mayor, I think,
yes, Carla. Were you at the meeting? Were you at the meeting?
No.
There's your answer. Good.
No, then we received this very, it's confusing.
No, we got a letter. Another letter. Two letters after canceling that letter.
We're not sure what happened.
Basically saying don't disregard that letter. Right or wrong, am I right?
Yes, that's what, yeah, but we don't
know. Not even to discuss it tonight. Exactly.
Right, don't even bring it up. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, everybody knows what we're doing? Perfect. Holy Memorial Foundation. That is this weekend, correct?
This is a request from Councilman O'Neill. I guess annually the borough takes out a ad for this foundation for the luncheon and also purchases tickets. The tickets are $30 per person.
When is it, Saturday?
Is it too late for it?
You would think, right?
Oh.
I thought it was this Saturday.
Yeah, May 15th, so we can't do the ads. Do we want to purchase the tickets? $30 a piece.
When is it this Saturday?
Saturday, June 4th.
Okay, I can't go. I have no problem. If we do, we do it every year. Somebody, you know.
Yeah, I can't attend either. Nor can I. I don't have a problem.
I'm out of town.
So we are not buying tickets.
Just how much are the tickets?
$30
each? Just donate the money.
Just donate.
What do we should do? Two tickets?
Who is the Holy Family?
It's probably the family from town.
And we does 10 tickets.
We do 10, $300. Do we want to donate 300, 150 and not go?
I think donate the $300.
Donate 300 and let them know we're not attending because all of us are
busy. Well, Kevin, I don't
know if Kevin has. You got 10 people? Want to go with 10 people?
My family has one. There
so you go, there's five right there, right?
Like five. I mean, my other family.
All right.
I'll let you know if I got them.
Yeah, worst case scenario, we'll
have a buy and
just
don't
have it. Yeah.
But more. What is it?
When you see,
usually, right?
No, Julia's in Atlanta.
Oh, it is, okay.
What, Saturday?
When I went, it was when
Julia's Restaurant on First Avenue, Atlanta.
What time is it at?
12 o'clock.
And what's I don't know anything about the hall. What is it for?
Get them all the information.
Okay, this. I mean, I'll yeah. I can do it all.
It's in your packets on the table.
Oh, maybe what's today?
It's a good fundraiser. Then they also contribute a lot. I know they do a lot with the.
To both times.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let you know tomorrow.
They donate a lot.
Okay, the next item are minutes. We have the April 6th, May 4th, and May 18th. On the May 4th, I would just like to, whoever offers a motion to approve, that there be some corrections. The heading on each page needs to be changed from just workshop to workshop/regular. I'd like to add Mr. Halfacre and Tim Hall as being present at the meeting. And then there were some cleanup font changes and typos.
I'll offer it with those corrections.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second it.
Second by Ms. Keene.
Yes.
Mr. Connolly?
Yes. Ready this time.
Mr. Francie?
Yep. Excuse me.
And you'll abstain. On the May 18th.
Yeah, right.
Used to be, I think
it was. Ms. Keene?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Okay.
You have the public portion?
Mayor, if I may, before you go to public portion,
go ahead,
I received correspondence from Mr. Wilson about Marina on the Bay. His local council. I'm going to talk to Mr. Hill about that, and we'll report back after I remember. I frankly don't fully understand
what happened here.
I guess at some point in the Marina on the Bay complex, there are a number of units were finished, and then the project was taken over by a subsequent developer.
Okay.
And the units that were completed by the first developer are somehow considered non-conforming because there's a fixed stairway to the attic,
okay,
which might be considered making it a third floor, which might mean it needs hardwired fire escapes or fire prevention or fire detection.
Too, right?
Fire something.
Yeah, yeah.
And in 1996, there was a court case relating to these, and some money was put into escrow with Mr. Wilson. And that money's been sitting there ever since, waiting for somebody to tell them how to go about solving the problem with the original 10 units, which have now changed hands multiple times.
Nice. Yeah.
But technically, they're in non-compliance with the code as it existed then.
Okay.
And this is just what I get from the package Mr. Wilson sent.
It appears that
Mr. Wilson has an interpretation that perhaps under the current code, these units might be conforming, and if that's true, we'll issue an edict to that effect.
Right.
But I have to do a lot more research into it. I just want to let the council know that it's apparently he's written over the years. He's supplied me with copies of letters going back to 1996, and it's never been resolved.
Hmm.
So
I never heard.
There was a performance bond issue that was a nightmare.
Yep.
You have a big file on this, obviously?
Oh, yeah. But it's all not related to that.
Okay.
It's all related to the performance bond.
Okay. So you'll update us, Mr. Happier?
Yeah, I'll talk to Tim about it and we'll work on it.
Mr. Mayor,
sir?
I have one other small point. Relative to the minutes, it is Carolyn. I don't know where we would put this, but at this point, we are behind on minutes, and it has nothing to do with Carolyn. But the reality is, we're behind on minutes. Carolyn has put
right in, now there everything is up
yes,
to date.
Yes, Carolyn has worked at home. She's without compensation. She's got us up to date. But on a go forward basis, we need to decide how we. What are the statutory laws relative to minutes, and that we can give Carolyn? Yeah, how quickly we can. What does Carolyn have to do when she gets in this bind to get?
Did
it says nothing.
Not to say off, but
send
didn't,
it
didn't
out.
We send it out and get it done a couple
to a
times under a pinch?
And all I'm saying is we have to give Carolyn the authority to do that.
Correct.
So that we are not in
delinquent.
Statutory a problem.
Yeah, we could be delinquent.
All right, and
the public also has to understand that there's a meeting that the minutes are not going to be ready and available online 3 days later.
Correct.
Well, also
they may be typed. They're usually typed prior to the meetings, but they're not online until after they're approved.
Or the situation that's talked about is finished. Sometimes it's a situation in part of it that the minutes aren't ready because it's not a done deal. You can't make them public all the time.
Well, I will issue minutes that are been prepared, but I would issue them as a draft copy.
Correct. Right.
But I will not put them online until they're adopted.
So it's done, right. No, that's no problem.
My concern is not
that
is,
done.
Is to, no, no, is to give Carolyn the support she needs so at this point we don't get into the bind.
Back where you started.
And she had proposed another way you went with this, Carolyn, to put the voice record online.
I have, I've worked with Mr. Bradwell. It is possible. It's not part of our current contract. It would be $10 per audio. And I've done a purchase order. I would really like to do that. I think that would be great for the public.
So it's basically $10 per meeting?
$10 per audio.
So it could be two a meeting?
It could be two per meeting.
I'm good with that. I'm fine with that.
So I would,
and that could be online the next
actually,
day.
Actually, our last council meeting, we did a tryout.
And
the audio
fine?
Is there.
Good.
So. I'm all for that.
I'm for it, too. Let's do it.
So hopefully all the planning, zoning, and council.
Do we have to amend the contract?
No, I just did a separate thing.
That's fine.
It's not part
I'm
of
okay
the
with
existing.
That.
I just did a purchase order.
And what does that add up for the year? Not to exceed, but just, I mean,
I just did a nice $700 or $800.
Okay.
That's fine.
Because I don't know.
If you have to butt up against that, come back to the table, let us know. The other thing is too, if you have to get, we get too far behind because of where we're at.
Then I'll go back to sending them out where they charge $5 a page.
Yeah, obviously just let us know, and it's a situation. You can do that via email. You don't have to wait for a meeting, is the point.
But we don't want you at home doing this stuff because you're behind. Yes. You have other resources.
Yeah, sit down here all night.
Yeah, sure.
Rick's not here. I had it all in the farm. Come on.
Debbie was great. Debbie stayed late the other night to help finish up.
Thank you.
Next part is
public portion. First up, Carol Bucco.
Carol Bucco, 330 Short Drive. Next meeting, we're having a public hearing on an ordinance revision. Now, the original ordinance, 11-4, was passed on March 16th. I can't find the original ordinance.
Okay.
I don't know where it is. I was going to have it.
What's it regarding
11-4, whatever the ordinance is that you're making 11-whatever. It's the public hearing is on the 15th.
It's Do you have the subject?
Salary.
Oh, it's the salary.
Salary ordinance.
Yeah.
But it's not any place in the ordinances unless it's between the garbage and the cars.
That's not going to be in the book. The salary ordinance is not in the ordinance book. If you go on our website under ordinances, you'll see there.
It's not there. The 11-4 was not there.
I'll double check, Carol. We'll look. I'm pretty sure it's there.
The public hearing on is there, and it says corrections in bold, underlined. But
that's under public notices. You're looking under public notices. The current one is there.
Yeah, but I looked on the other page. Well, I'll look again. But I also
don't think we had 2004 online. We started in 2006.
Well, this was
right, so that will not be online. Our record started, I believe, in 2006.
Yeah, this is the...
He's talking about the last salary
order. The last salary order she did was March 16th.
But we added...
That's online. That's under ordinances.
All right.
You can stop by, Mark.
Yeah,
I'll show you. We'll go online with it.
Okay. My second question, I had put in an Oprah request for social affairs permit that had been issued to the fire department. And I've been told by the attorney that because they are a 501c3, they don't have to do that request because there's a difference between a fire company and a fire department. But all of the licenses, all of the permits are issued to the fire department. There's no mention of a fire company. And a 501c3, the bid has, or the HBP always has to file their reports. So why does the fire department not have to? And we just had a big discussion in a meeting earlier this year about the over request of the bid, right?
Well, it was added to the RR.
Yeah, but it was always in effect. We always did it.
Mr. Halfacre will speak to us. Go ahead, Mr. Halfacre.
Well, as I recall from the Oprah request, there were a number of items requested.
Right.
To the extent that the borough keeps records of a permit that's issued, that's covered by Oprah. But as I recall from the request, it was much broader than that. It was for actual invoices for monies spent by the department. And the borough doesn't keep those records. That's not a public record. It's not a public record under the definition of the statute.
It's not a public record from the fire department?
The fire department is an entity created by ordinance in the borough.
Right.
But the records you were seeking were not fire department records. They were fire company records. And the fire company is a 501c3.
Well, how come the fire company doesn't apply for the permits? Why does the fire department?
I don't know how the nuts and bolts of it work here in Highlands, but I will bet it's simply a matter of the terms used interchangeably.
So if I put an open request into the fire department, the fire company should answer the open request?
No. Legally speaking, the fire company is the correct term, and it's a separate entity. The borough doesn't keep the records. They're not records of the borough of Highlands.
I know they're not records of the borough. I asked through the borough, which I thought was the avenue you had to go to get records, but they obviously are not public records kept by the borough, so therefore I would have to go to the fire department.
Now, the fire department is a part of the borough. The fire company is not. You sought records that were part of the fire company.
Well, they weren't because the permit was issued to the fire department. That's what I understand. There's a big gap in there.
Let me put it to you this way. All the records that are kept by the borough, mm-hmm. you've received. There's a mechanism within the OPR statute to appeal that decision, but there are no other records kept by the borough that are available.
But according to the ABC laws, those records are supposed to be available.
I assume.
And they should be available then from the fire company, so who do I submit the
You've received copies, to? Well, the extent that the borough keeps a record of the permit that is issued, permit itself that's here in the borough, you can get a copy of.
Which she has.
So I'm not sure what the question is then.
The question is the other things that were on the open request like
are not kept by the borough.
They're not kept by the borough, so how do I obtain those records?
You don't. Not through the OPR. They're not public records as defined by OPR.
Well, they would be public records as defined by the ABC.
The invoices of who spent what where are not defined by the ABC as public records.
In the ABC law, it says something, now I can't recall it now because I don't have it before me. It says something about you have to keep a list of everybody who is serving alcohol on the premises. And the list has to be kept.
By the license holder. By the permit holder.
The
Borough of Highlands is not the permit holder.
This is just maintain that list for any.
But then the fire company is not subjected to OPR.
That's correct.
So then neither should the Highlands Business Partnership or the bid.
Well, the Highlands Business Partnership is an entity created by the Borough of Highlands.
But so it's the fire department. They're both ordinances.
And we wrote it
There's a mechanism.
We wrote it into the bid ordinance on purpose.
There's a mechanism within the OPR law to appeal the borough's decision. But you've presented nothing that changes my legal opinion to the borough.
So then I can't OPR request the fire company or the fire department.
The records you have requested have been responded to by the borough. There's a mechanism within the OPR law to appeal the borough's decision.
And Carolyn knows how to do that, so you can, right? You have that
information.
I've responded properly.
No, if she wants to
Absolutely.
Appeal it. You have the way to appeal it?
It goes to the Government Records Council.
Okay.
Perfect.
May not be your opinion, but it's a legal opinion.
First of all, the records don't exist as public records within the Borough of Highlands. If you disagree with that, you can appeal it. But the fact of the matter is we can't give you something.
The councilman sat up there and told us that the fire department keeps the record of every name, number, ticket that's sold, blah, blah, blah. And he screamed at the audience up there that they do that. And now I asked for that, and I can't get it.
Well, you're asking the Borough of Highlands, and that's...
But you tell me I can't ask the fire company or the fire department. So who else...
It's a fire company operation, and it's a 501c3. It's a separate, all you have to do is look at the definitions in the OPR statute, public entity and public record, and your request fits under neither of those.
Okay.
But then you know that it doesn't fit either of those.
We're good. We know how to appeal over it. Next up, Tara Ryan. Okay.
Thank you, Mayor. I originally wanted to talk about the memorial. Since it's not happening, I reiterate my thoughts that I hope a compromise can be reached and have this in town.
As do we.
Okay, I do have one other question regarding the yard sale this weekend. How will people coming from out of town get that map?
When you get
it's going to be on the website and it's going to be in the outside of our wall right here.
Okay, thank you.
And when you go to the website, that's it'll say.
It tells you that.
And okay. You can also print it up ahead of time.
From your home computer, whatever.
Yeah, we can put it through some of the businesses. I'm
with the homeless time thing.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
Nice. Mr. Mandra, you're last on the list, sir.
This week here, residents on Bayside Drive had a meeting with Exxon.
Okay.
They sent a letter today. They're going to go ahead within the next few weeks. They're going to put the mats up. They're 15 foot wide and they're 100 foot long. They got to bring cranes in and set them up. They're going to put stone in the hill.
You know about this?
Yes.
Okay.
I asked the guy, he thinks it's a state. If they're going to do an area 80 feet by 100 feet. But they said they're going to plant 100 trees. And that'll ruin the mats. Cutting holes in the mats. We're putting 100 trees in.
Right.
But these trees are supposed to absorb water. But this will take care of the odor, they say. They hope. But it'll be the odor part anywhere from 5 to 10 years. And then they're going to build a shed up on Highway 36. They're going to put a filter up there and contain the water. And that's 5 to 10 years, I hope.
Okay.
So in the meantime, all of us sitting on Bayside Drive is screwed because we can't get water. And the other question I have is, when is going to be the tax appeal? Is there any word on that, Steve?
No, not that I know.
Doesn't the county set the date?
Yeah.
The county sets the date. The county is done before the 1st of July.
Well,
maybe not lately because of so many.
Well, it has no impact on the budget, but the from what I'm being told, some of the towns are going to be going, I think, in the next couple of weeks. I just don't know if all the towns, the schedule is at the tax board.
Well, what are the towns posted, Cap?
Excuse me, what's that?
The appeals and all that.
Yeah. Well, they send the individual notices, dates, and times. Yeah,
maybe
we don't get
about
that's
a
count.
Depends on how many counts. I called about this week and that's what they told me.
What they tell you? Okay.
July, August, possibly into September.
I figured that. There's going to be so many, you know, countywide. Sure. Yeah. Probably a record number.
Sorry, I forgot to sign.
Go ahead.
I just want to reiterate what Mr. Franzi said. The homeowner of the Absentee Landlord at 153 Bay Avenue, I went over and talked to the other tenants, but they have a big pile of junk out from Memorial Day weekend, and it turns out a resident moved out, and I think that's what we're talking about. I don't know who's responsible, but as a landlord paying a tenant landlord registration fee, I really think somehow we need to, and I don't know how, but when people are moving out like that, obviously they're not taking away the garbage. The landlord's not coming because they're nowhere to be found. The other tenant's not moving it. It's still sitting there. So 153 Bay, I mean.
Still there right now?
Yeah, it's still there, and it was out since.
Can you get that picked up tomorrow?
So I don't know who's responsible, but in response to Chris's comment, or Becky's comment, that the gold pickup, I think it's 24 or 40, you're not allowed to put it out 24 hours before. Is that an ordinance?
It is, I believe.
I think it is.
If it is, then isn't that something the police can be helping us with? Because, you know, it's really my pet peeve, and I think the police would be willing to help us with that. And
I think it's kind of like everything else. You just got to make them aware. I don't think they're
saying
it and not doing it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You know, that's something we can, you know, we need to have and discuss because it really is a terrible image of the town.
Just
George is working at midnight, right?
Obviously, you know, Joe's receptive. Call him, and you know, when you see it, and you know, he's pretty receptive and gets things done. Rob's always around, so you can tell him. I'll ask Mr. Hill to speak to him about tomorrow, right?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Hill.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks everybody for coming out. What do we have this week coming up? Oh, everybody vote on the Tuesday. Tuesday's election day. Thank you.
Primary day,
sorry.
All second. Second by Ms. Kane. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.